Here's something about Hillary Clinton's campaign. She is seeking to be the first woman president, and in her campaign, she's using a kind of role reversal. She is building a case that Donald Trump is, quote, temperamentally unfit to be president, which is a case that used to be made against women running for office. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
There's an old stereotype about women in politics, one that was articulated by a man named Mark Rudolph back in 2008 on the Fox News Channel in an interview with Bill O'Reilly.
You get a woman in the Oval Office, most powerful person in the world, what's the downside?
You mean besides the PMS and the mood swings, right?
Moments later, he said he was joking. But for women in politics, questions or jokes about temperament are familiar. Take Geraldine Ferraro, the 1984 Democratic vice presidential nominee and the first woman on a major party ticket. Here's a clip of Ferraro from a documentary about her run called Paving the Way.
I'm capable of leveling with the American public. I'm capable of dealing, again, the hard things I'm willing to do.
And if you weren't a woman, do you think you'd have been selected?
I don't know if I were not a woman, if I would be judged in the same way on my candidacy, whether or not I'd be asked questions like, you know, are you strong enough to push the button?
In September 1987, Democratic Congresswoman Pat Schroeder ended her short run for president with a sunswept speech to supporters in Denver, Colorado.
That's why I will not be a candidate for president.
There was this huge sigh, which really got me.
We're going to go on to help this great city, this great state, and this great country. The House of Representatives, the people's body.
Schroeder got out a tissue. She leaned on her husband, who encouraged her to take a moment. She soldiered on.
I choked for a few minutes and shed a few tears. And oh my goodness, the end of the world happened. I mean, people were like, that's it. That's it. We can never have women. They're just so emotional.
Schroeder is good-humored about it now. But back then, she started a file, keeping track of every time a man in politics or sports cried, and it didn't cause an uproar. Now she watches Hillary Clinton campaign against Donald Trump with some delight, as Clinton attempts to flip the script on the idea of the unbalanced, hysterical woman.
You really think Donald Trump has the temperament to be commander-in-chief?
In almost every speech, Clinton delivers some variation on this attack line. This was her at the Democratic convention.
A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
And Clinton isn't the only one hammering home this idea. Here are Leon Panetta, Doug Elmets, and Michael Bloomberg all speaking at the convention.
In an unstable world, we cannot afford unstable leadership.
Trump is a petulant, dangerously unbalanced reality star.
Let's select a sane, competent person with international experience.
A spokeswoman for Donald Trump says his temperament is, quote, phenomenal. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton casts herself as the candidate with a steady hand. And you won't find anyone happier about this role reversal than Pat Schroeder.
Temperamentally unfit doesn't just fit for women. You just watch him and think, can you imagine if Hillary stood up and gave the same kind of speech where she spent 90% of the time defending herself against anyone who said anything about her? People would say, what is the matter with her?
The question is whether the stereotype of the hysterical female candidate is being put to rest in 2016, or whether it's just this particular race and these particular candidates. Tamara Keith, NPR News.